No, I don't think so.
Well, what about if he were in Birmingham? Do you ever hear people say, I saw him?
Well, you could ever say at Birmingham or in Birmingham or over at Birmingham. Mm-hmm. These expressions are used.
Mm-hmm. Would maybe up at Birmingham or something like that?
I think Birmingham would be used, yes.
Down in Dothan?
Right.
So with some people, the specific geographic location makes a difference as to what they'll say, over or up or down,
right,
or something like that. But what about if I'm looking for a person and he lives with a family called the Browns, and the Browns just live a few houses away from you? You'd tell me, well, he lives where?
Over at the Browns.
Over at the Browns. Now, would you say that if they lived across the road from you, or where would they have to live for you to say over at the Browns?
Usually you refer to across the road, or...
Or really, does it make a difference?
It doesn't really make a difference. You're usually just pulling out where
it's been. Okay. Well, what about if there's a party going on somewhere and somebody complains to the police about the noise, and the police come and they don't arrest just one person, they arrest the...
whole group.
The whole group. Okay. Would you ever say anything besides group instead of whole group, the whole...
crowd.
The whole crowd. Okay. And talking about a party, what do people like to do? You know, they get out on the dance floor and they...
round dance.
Okay. What kind of dances do you know about?
Well, you got square dancing, round dancing.
What exactly is
back
round
in my day.
Dance? What is that?
That's just more or less like a two-step or slow dancing.
You know of any other particular types of dancings other than square? Or
well, years ago they danced what they call the foxtrot. That's about all what, you know, was used around this area.
Okay. If, let's say if children get out of school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
Lets out.
Okay. And let's say if it's close to the end of summer vacation, you might ask, well, when does school
end?
Okay. And if his school has been out toward the end of the vacation time, you might say, well, when does school
begin?
Okay. What about if a boy left home to go to school, but he never got there on purpose? You'd say he did what?
Played hooky.
Or a person goes to school to get what?
An education.
Or, and after high school, some people go on to?
College or advanced education.
Okay. And usually, what grade do you start with? In grammar school, you start with the?
First grade,
okay. And years ago, children would sit at these long benches at school, but nowadays, every child has his own
desk.
You have a room full of?
Desks.
Okay. What do you call a place in a town that you go to check out books?
Library.
And if you wanted to mail a package, you'd mail it at the?
Post office.
And if you had to stay overnight, you'd stay at a?
Hotel.
Okay, and if you wanted to see a play or a movie, you'd go to the?
Theater.
Okay, and if you were had to go in for an operation, you'd have to go to the?
Hospital.
And the woman at the hospital who takes care of you is called the?
Nurse.
Okay, and if you had to catch a train, you'd catch it at the?
Depot.
Or the rail, could you call anything else besides depot?
Railroad station,
and you'd catch the bus where?
At the, you know, generally it's called the bus depot.
Bus depot. Have you ever heard of people call it the bus station?
Yes, bus station.
Okay, in some towns, like Troy, for example. Have you been through Troy?
Yes.
Well, in Troy, they have a place right in the middle of the town, you know, and the stores are arranged around it.